All right, back to San Francisco.
Yeah, so I was lucky enough to fly out there with a group of friends. By the way, Dan Fine and Ross were on this trip, too.
Oh, they were a part of this?
Oh, yeah.
Would you guys just hop a Southwest or something?
Something.
What?
It was more something than hopping a Southwest.
What, do you ride in a UFO?
It was something like that. It was the equivalent of that for me, for sure.
You drove?
No, it was a plane.
You rode a bus?
It was a plane.
It was like a little Cessna.
It was a biplane. Like, I had on the leather World War II helmet.
World War One,
yeah, with the flaps and all that. And that's
Corby
what we
went
out.
To see the Stones and the Red Baron.
So we played golf on Saturday out at Olympic. We woke up Sunday morning, stayed in Berkeley. Awesome town. Woke up the next morning, played golf again.
Where'd you play golf this time?
Played at a place called
Muni?
The Cal Club, the California Club.
The Cal Club.
Yeah.
Can only imagine what that's like.
That's great, too.
Cal Club Golf. Golf.
This is great. Awesome.
Let's see where that is. Oh, yeah, this looks like a real cheap place.
Knocked off a couple of top 100 courses off the list, off the old bucket list. But then it was time to head to the show. Showered up and headed to the show. And the show was at Levi Stadium out there in Santa Clara.
Levi Stubbs Stadium.
And this is, I think, Michael, show number 12 for me for the Stones.
Okay.
I believe. I never get tired of it. You know my relationship with them. I'm an unabashed apologist for them. No matter what, I can sit through anything and everything. I love every second of it. Every minute that I'm watching them, I have a smile on my face. And this time, as I'm watching Mick Jagger, and I can fight through a lot of stuff with him too. I can fight through Jumpin' Jack Flash and, you know, their bevy of hits that they play every show.
Which this was laden with.
Yeah. Jumpin' Jack Flash, Let's Spend the Night Together, they started off with. But I will say this, and you can pull this up, Mino. I've seen this a couple of times. But it was really good to hear Sweet Virginia. Are you a fan of this song?
Yeah, so.
Really?
Yeah, not a favorite, but
this is 70s, so I know that.
I'll sit through it.
This is boozy and sloppy and everything.
Heroin.
Everything that I love about this band is kind of embodied in this song, and I kind of like their slower honky-tonk type songs, too. But they played this, and back-to-back they went, see, this vocal. Just out of it.
What was going on in the 70s, Corby?
I know. They went back to back, Sweet Virginia, into this, which I thought was awesome as well. I don't know where you fall on Let It Bleed. Fan?
I can hang, yeah.
Definitely hang with this.
Yeah. It was very cool.
Charlie's into it, so yeah. You know it's good.
Yeah, you noticed Charlie.
Charlie was great.
Well, we all need someone.
But
we can
this time as I'm watching Mick, here's the comp I came up with. He is, and you know, we're having the discussion amongst ourselves, is this the last time we're going to see him? It's not. Because he's not done. He's 76 years old, and again, when you watch him, and he is the ultimate magnet in rock and roll, and I'm talking about anybody, current, name somebody, he is the biggest magnet in rock and roll. You cannot stop watching him. 76 years old, he probably ran, walked, danced 5 miles last night. Non-stop still. There's no lull between when I first saw him. Hell, when you first saw him, there is no lull. no difference between what went on in 1975, 65.
He's not from this planet.
And now, nothing has changed. I don't get it, man. You're right. Whatever boy blood thing that he's doing and vampire crap.
Hyperbolic chambers. Dude. And
now he takes great care of himself, obviously.
To islands.
Yep. The amount of people that were around me that were like, look at how skinny he is. He's shredded for a 76-year-old guy. And this is what I thought. He's older than Norm.
That's great.
And this is no knock on Norm. Norm's a typical 75-year-old. He's older than Norm.
Yeah, Mick is one in a billion when it comes to doing what he does at that age.
So this is the comp, though. 76 years old, all right? And again, he's at the very top of his craft still. Imagine Roger Staubach right now being one of the best three quarterbacks in the NFL. That's the comp. Now, you can't, I mean, it's apples and oranges.
It is.
But seriously, that is the comp. He is Staubach's age. And he is out there doing that, and it is unbelievable to see him do his stuff still. Now, when they walked out...
I haven't seen him in probably 13, 14 years.
You would not notice one difference.
Where was the last time you saw him?
Here, yeah, next door.
Here, with you cats.
Yeah. Is that the last time you saw him?
Yeah.
I've seen him probably 5 times since then, and again, no change.
I love him. I just can't fight through... 75% of their set list, the same old crap they always play.
Yeah, and I can still fight through, you know, whether it's Gimme Shelter or Midnight Rambler or Miss You, I could hear those every night for the rest of my life. And there's something different every time. And you realize how great the band actually is outside of this guy we're going to talk about. Because when the band walked out and Keith Richards came out, I looked at my buddy and I'm like, who's that? Who's the Crypt Keeper? I didn't even recognize Keith Richards. First off, you know, Keith goes with the headband.
Yeah.
The headband is off.
What's he wearing?
There's no anything on the head.
What's his hair situation?
He has dyed it brown, and Keith was always holding true to gray. Now it's brown. He's had something done to his face, or something happened to him. Like maybe he got hit with a frying pan. I don't know.
But or a shoe.
As I told my buddies last night, if that man walked into my house, I would call the police. Because something's scary. Wrong with him. He looks terrible. Now, when he played, Danny, they don't get, pull this up. They don't give him a lot of responsibility anymore. And Ronnie Wood hides him. Ronnie Wood is at the top of his game, too. Chuck Lavelle's at the top of his game.
Ronnie's great.
Charlie's great. But whenever they ask Keith to do this, to do his two songs, he stepped up and flippin' killed it, even though he looked like the Crypt Keeper. Now, you love this song, don't you?
Yeah.
Danny, is this one of your favorite Keiths?
I like all Keith, but yes.
He killed this, and it was he and Ronnie front and center.
What does Mick do during this? Leave?
Yeah. He lets him do his thing. He rests.
He goes potty.
Dude, he probably goes into a hyperbaric chamber. But
how
dude,
did he sound?
Perfect.
Keith did?
Keith sounded perfect. But dude, it's the Rolling Stones. They're still doing it. They're still selling out 100,000 seat venues. Wherever they go, as much as they want, all the time right now. When he said last night, we played here for the first time in 1965. I'm like, what the hell? That doesn't make sense, dude. They're still doing it. They are still the greatest rock and roll band of all time. Still. And the crowds, 15-year-olds up to 80-year-olds. All wearing their Stones gear. 100,000 strong, and this is, you know, this is San Francisco. This is just It could be anywhere.
Yeah.
It's every show is that way.
I'm seeing recent photos of Keith. He doesn't look like he's sick or anything.
No, he doesn't look sick.
He looks just like a 75-year-old should.
Yeah, he's rougher than a lot of 75-year-olds, though. That face is really, really weathered.
Well, he was never an attractive man.
No. I know that. But the
he wasn't bad when he was young.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, though.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
But it was great. And then we were in the air at midnight after the show and landed at 5 a.m. And you talk about a time travel, like you feel like you're time traveling. When you leave California at midnight and you land here at 5 a.m., it's just like, what? I don't get it. But it was great. Wonderful, wonderful 48 hours.
Keith Richards looks like if Gary Shandling had lived, learned to play guitar, and made it to 80.
Yeah. Dude, Charlie's 80.
I know. Charlie looks better than all of them.
And killing it, man.
Charlie's done a lot less to himself than the rest of them have.
Absolutely
too.
Killing it.
All right.
Well, congratulations.
It's badass, man. Badass.
I'm glad you got to take the hardline private jet to San Francisco.
All right, got a little trifecta time next?
Yep, said Benson.